Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, I need to win some doggone basketball games here on Tuesday. That's what I know. Oh boy, it's been a long season. It's a grind and it's starting to wear on me. And I'm ready to start boiling over here. Reminds me of back in the 90s once when I got a tactical foul before the game started. Yeah, that's always embarrassing when they start at the foul line because you get teed up before the game gets going. But yeah, right now, I think if I was on the sideline of college basketball, I would be teed and tossed before the under 12 in the first half because, oh yeah, it's been a frustrating run here. But let's recap the losing card for Monday. Tournament time started. That's the positive. I cashed a ticket. That's another positive. I cash on Jacksonville plus the 4. They get the job done against Kennesaw State and they win outright. Florida Gulf Coast, minus the 4. I knew it was a mistake to bet that against Queens. I said it on the podcast. I probably shouldn't do it. Well, when I start a line saying I probably shouldn't do it, I think I'm over my last 20. Anytime I say that to my wife, I also get in trouble. I know I'm going to get in trouble. I'm going to get my hand slapped, and I got my hand slapped with Florida Gulf Coast. They lose outright to Queens. Then I had North Carolina Central, minus the 4. This is a head-scratcher. I got the minus 4. I almost hedged out of this thing. The line got to 9. Yeah, and maybe some places 9.5. I should have just grabbed the plus side on Morgan State and got out of there just losing the juice. But instead, I stayed the course, of course, with NC Central. They lose outright, and I lose the ticket. Then in the nightcap, I shouldn't be laying 8.5 on the road with Eastern Washington. That was a mistake. Just, just a bad move on my part. I get crushed there. On Twitter, you back Florida Gulf Coast, so we lose that. NBA, we lose the Clippers and the Bucks. NHL, I push on the Panthers and the Rangers. So that's the past. Now, I do apologize for not mentioning it on the podcast last night, but I did post this on the blog and Twitter that I'll be playing every single first half conference tournament under again this year. For those of you that remember the podcast last year, conference tournament unders went 175, 126, and 4. That was 58.1%. We made a lot of money betting first half unders in the conference tournament. NCAA tournament, not so good. We went 34, 31, and 2, 52.3%. So we could not beat the juice in the big dance. Monday, the unders went 2-0. So once again, please follow me on Twitter or on the blog and you can monitor the results. I will be betting every conference tournament first half under, every NCAA tournament first half under. Then on the blog, once again, I'm going to bet every NCAA and conference tournament game, every single game I will have action on. And once again, I can do that. My unit size is very small. My wagers won't impact me that much. Might not be able to get takeout tonight, but that's how it goes. So now, 11 tournament games in action on Tuesday. Patriot League, we have 2 games. Sun Belt, we have 2 games. Horizon League, we have 3 games. Atlantic Sun, we have 4 games. Like I talked about on the podcast yesterday, one of the angles you'd love to see, do we have any favorites that lost both games during the regular season? No, not so lucky today to find that opportunity. Do we have any short favorites that won both games during the regular season? Well, short line 3 or under, no, but we do have a marginal one. Cleveland State swept IUPUI twice during the regular season. They're a heavy favorite. That one doesn't count. Milwaukee swept Detroit during the regular season. They're a heavy favorite. That one doesn't count. But Army's on the fringe. 4.5 is the current number over Holy Cross. That's good enough for me, so I'm going to run with that one. So let's start the card there. In the Patriot League, first round, I'm on Holy Cross plus the 4.5 at Army. So Army won the first meeting, 70-57 at home as a 6.5-point favorite. 13 was the largest margin in the game. Army shot just a little bit better and out-rebounded Holy Cross by 8 in that meeting. Second time around, Army won 59-53 as a 1.5-point favorite. The Crusaders shot just 32.8% from the field in that one, including just 5 of 30 from beyond the arc. That was the last win of the season for Army. They dropped their final 4 games of the season. They went 4-6 in their final 10. They're 10-21 on the season. They're 6-12 in the Patriot League. They're the 10th best team on offense, 7th best on defense. Holy Cross, on the other hand, they're not good either. They've lost three consecutive games. They're 4-6 in their final 10. They're 9-22 on the season. They're also 6-12 in the Patriot. They have the 10th best defense, the 8th best offense. Say it with me, though. It is tough for short favorites to beat a team three times in a row. So let's do it. Let's go with the Crusaders of Holy Cross plus the 4.5 at Army. Next up on the card, we go to the Mountain West. Oh, you can roll your eyes now. It's San Diego State minus the 1.5 at UNLV. So I'm telling you, I'm going to cash one of these. I'm not giving up. San Diego State is 22-7. They're 11-5 in the Mountain West. They lost at BYU by 8. They lost at Grand Canyon by 6. They lost at New Mexico by 18. They lost at Boise State by 1. They lost at Colorado State by 8. They lost in overtime at Nevada by 4, and they lost at Utah State by 5. They do have 5 road wins this season, including a big one at Gonzaga, but it's time to beat a top 100 team on the road in the conference. The Aztecs beat UNLV by 11 in the first meeting. They do have 9 top 100 wins this season, and they have the number one defense in the Mountain West Conference. Meanwhile, UNLV, they're red hot. They've won 9 of 10 games. They're 11-5 in the Mountain West with San Diego State, just a game out of first. The Runnin' Rebels' ugly losses at home this season happen, though. They lost to Southern and Air Force, but they also have big wins this season over the likes of Creighton, New Mexico times 2, Boise State, and Colorado State. But I've been saying it for a month. San Diego State is going to win one of these big road games in conference to complete the resume. It's now or never, since this is the final road game of the season. Let's go Aztecs. Give me San Diego State minus the 1.5 on the road at UNLV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up on the card, we go to the Big Ten. It's Purdue plus the 2 at Illinois. So it's number one at number two in the Big Ten. I talked to 10 people tonight. 7 of them like Illinois. 3 of them like the over. No one likes Purdue but me. Illinois has lost only once this season at home. They played Purdue within 5 in the first meeting in West Lafayette without Terrence Shannon. He'll play tonight. Illinois has the revenge angle. Last home game of the season, opportunity for that marquee win. And the Fighting Illini offense is on fire. 95 points against Iowa, 105 points against Minnesota, and 91 points on the road at Wisconsin on Saturday. Only Alabama, UConn, Purdue, Gonzaga, and Arizona score more points per possession than Illinois. Of those 5 teams above Illinois, well, Purdue is one of them, of course. Plus, Purdue has already beat 3 of the others listed. They beat Alabama by 6. They beat Gonzaga by 10. They beat Arizona by 8. Yes, all of those games were on a neutral floor, not on the road in a hostile environment. And yes, Purdue has lost at Northwestern, Nebraska, and Ohio State, but I feel like this is more of the opponent for them to play. The Boilermakers will have a little extra motivation. They're the underdog for just the second time this season. The first time was against Arizona. They won that game. This place will be crazy tonight. There's no doubt about that in Champaign, but Purdue has been on a mission this year. After the upset in the NCAA tournament last year, the Boilermakers are 8-0 against KenPom top 25 teams. I'm hoping for 9-0 after tonight. Give me Purdue plus the 2 on the road at Illinois. Next up on the card for you, we go to the SEC. It's Georgia minus the 1.5 against Ole Miss. So Chris Beard and Ole Miss started the season 13-0. They're now 20-9, and they're 7-9 in the SEC, losing 6 of 8 with their only wins during that stretch over Missouri, including a 6-point road win on Saturday. They did win at UCF and Texas A&M earlier in the season, but they've struggled on defense, ranking 12th in the SEC. They're the 6th best team on the offensive end. First meeting between the two this season. Georgia, on the other hand, they started 12-3. They're now 15-14, just 5-11 in the SEC. They've lost 9 of 10 basketball games, with their only win during that stretch over Vanderbilt. They do have wins over Wake Forest and South Carolina. Other than that, not much to brag about, though. They've lost 5 straight home games, including a 14-point loss against Texas A&M on Saturday. The Bulldogs rank 10th on both ends of the court, but this is a gut play, and my gut says Georgia pulls this one out at home. So let's do it. I'm going the Bulldogs of Georgia, minus the 1.5 over Ole Miss. Next up on the card, my coin flips. In the NBA, I selected the Orlando Magic at the Charlotte Hornets. Total on this one is 209. Tails it is, I'm on the under 209 between the Magic and the Hornets. Then on the frozen pond, I selected the St. Louis Blues at the New York Islanders. Total of 6 in this one. Tails it is, I'm on the under 6 between the Blues and the Islanders. So let's recap my card for a Tuesday. Can I have a bounce back day? Please let me win some basketball games. Here we go. In the Patriot League, I'm on Holy Cross plus the 4.5 at Army. In the Mountain West, oh yes, I'm going to go down with the ship here. I'm on San Diego State minus the 1.5 at UNLV. In the Big Ten, I'm on Purdue plus the 2 at Illinois. In the SEC, I'm on Georgia minus the 1.5 against Ole Miss. In the NBA, I have the Magic and the Hornets under the 209. On the frozen pond, I have the Blues and the Islanders under the 6. So that's my card for a Tuesday. Enjoy the games, and as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.